Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for your daily dose of all things Chicago sports. This is the Daily Score. Now, here's your host, Mark Grody.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Mark Grody. Welcome into the Daily Score, which today is taking place at Soldier Field, specifically the United Club, where the Bears just finish up presenting their plans for a new stadium on the city's lakefront. This is gargantuan stuff. It would be a state-of-the-art venue. It would be, as they call it formally, an enclosed stadium. We know it as Dome Stadium, but it would be a dome stadium on the lakefront. In terms of what I can describe in terms of the renderings, which I'm sure a lot of you have already seen, they're all over the place. But one of the things about it, this dome, is that it would have a translucent rooftop. It would also have large windows on either side where the sun could beam through. So if you ever happen to have been to the Minnesota Stadium, it has some elements of that, has some elements of the new stadium in Las Vegas. So quite frankly, I mean, the stadium looks brilliant. It looks brilliant. The renderings that we saw, they look great. But there is that part, the big part now, is that this thing is going to cost $4.6 billion. I'm going to get down to the financial breakdown here in a second. And you'll hear from Brandon Johnson, the mayor. You're going to hear from Karen Murphy, who's one of the big players with the Bears on this project. Like, we'll get into the money stuff, I promise you. But I want you to hear from Kevin Warren first, the Bears president, because he knows that he's taking a big bite right here.
This is not an easy project, but Chicago doesn't like it easy. We like to do the difficult things. We like to do the things that resonate with people for generations to come. It's time for us to do something special together. You'll hear a detailed presentation today, and there will be many people, whether you're here today or watching online or listening on the radio or reading the newspapers, that may have questions. We expect that.
Yeah, they expect it. They apparently embrace it. And let's get to some of those questions. Here's where we're going to hear about all the money stuff. What might come out of your pocket? Actually, maybe not completely clear from this, but let's hear now. This is a very, like I said, very important person in all of this. She will lay out what the Bears are saying in terms of the financing right here. Karen Murphy is the Bears EVP of Stadium Development. Here it is.
So what does the stadium cost? What is the budget? And how are we proposing to pay for it? Our all-in stadium budget is $3.2 billion. We're targeting a stadium cost of $2.75 billion. And then when we add in some of the financing costs, as well as a contingency that's appropriate for a project this size, that gets us to the $3.2 billion budget. How are we going to pay for this? So as we stated, Bears Ownership is putting in over $2 billion to this project. That will be a combination of both equity and debt contributions. In addition, we will look to the NFL Stadium Program for a $300 million loan. If you add up the numbers, that leaves us with a $900 million funding gap. We will be looking to the ISFA program and their bonding mechanism to fill this gap. I'll get into the details of that on the next slide. This private investment puts us at over 70% of the total project cost, one of the largest private investments into an NFL stadium in NFL history. It's also, when we look back at the history of NFL stadiums, they are typically, on average, funded 50-50. So we are incredibly proud to bring this private investment to this project. I also want to point out that now is the time to act. There is a significant cost to waiting. Soldier Field is the oldest stadium in the NFL. It will be 100 years old this season. Our renovation is now 20 years old, and the cost to maintain this building gets more and more expensive each year. Every year we wait, due to the cost of inflation to start this project, that funding gap, that's $900 million now, will go up over $150 million. ISFA, the Illinois Sports Facility Authority, was funded in the mid-'80s to do exactly what we're talking about, to reconstruct and build stadiums. The funding mechanism for the ISFA is a 2% hotel tax that is already in place. We are not, I repeat, not looking at any additional tax buckets for this project. Our plan is using the ISFA hotel tax that's in place now. There are two things we're looking at with this proposal. One, we would like to refinance the existing debt that's outstanding on both the guaranteed rate and Soldier Field stadiums. In doing that and extending the debt out, the bonds out for 40 years, we will free up enough capacity that we believe could be close to or exceed $1 billion. We are using conservative hotel growth rates. We are looking at fiscally responsible bond coverage ratios. And we're also looking at setting up a liquidity reserve, which doesn't exist today. On day one, we are going to put money into a fund that will protect the city of Chicago for an unexpected drop in hotel revenues. That reserve fund will be available on day one.
All right, and that is Karen Murphy right there. I mean, they were really leaning into the no new taxes, but when you look at it like that, it doesn't mean that there won't be taxes or it won't hit your pocketbook. We'll wait and we'll see. But that is the presentation right there. Again, no new taxes, but taxes. And, you know, the hotel tax, too, was something that was used to help fund the White Sox stadium, what is now Guaranteed Rate Field, what was initially U.S. Cellular Field. Actually, wasn't it originally New Comiskey? I think, yeah. And then it became U.S. Cellular, now Guaranteed Rate Field. But it was paid with the hotel tax back in 1991. And it was an idea that came up actually back in the late 80s, as a matter of fact. So that's what they go with. I don't know. I mean, like, I thought it was a pretty good presentation put forward by Karen Murphy, but I do remain skeptical about how this will hit people's pocketbooks. You could say no new taxes all day, but that doesn't mean that you wouldn't be paying more. So I think more questions still need to be answered in regard to that. So let's continue on with that theme.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Next person I want you to hear is the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, who is here present. He gave his own little speech, and then he took questions as well. One thing is that J.D. Pritzker, our governor, still very much skeptical and for the most part sounding against this idea because of how he believes it would hit the public. So that was going on while this was going on here. And so Brandon Johnson reacts to skepticism and how it's going to get paid for.
Governor Pritzker, Senator Don Harmon have somewhat already poured cold water on this plan today. You obviously support it. It's going to require billions of dollars in public subsidies. Why should taxpayers pay any dollars towards this? And, you know, what is your conversation going to be like with Governor Pritzker and state leaders?
Well, I appreciate the feedback that is coming from our partners at the state level. You know, and what I've said from the very beginning is that an investment like this requires real skin in the game from ownership, which they've done that, a commitment to public use, which they've done that, as well as, you know, an overall commitment to, you know, building a better, stronger, safer Chicago. This is about investing in the thousands of jobs that will manifest as a result of this investment. You know, we're talking, you know, conservatively, 24,000 jobs in the immediate, 43,000 jobs for the entire region, $2.5 billion of income into working families, providing us with the opportunity to continue to invest in housing and education, mental health services, growing our parks. The fact that we have a very sizable footprint now of 14 more acres of just athletic fields. I mean, this is a real opportunity to create real revenue by doing what works, which is putting people to work. Thank you.
I don't disagree with any of that, but he didn't really answer the question right there. You know, he was asked about why should the public pay for any of this. Well, I guess he did. I mean, he gave his reasons for what this would do for the city and all of that. But I still want more specifics on what would be coming out of people's pockets. I'll say this. Look, I love the idea of Soldier Field or of them building a new state. I am for this. Like, I want this to get done. I knew the renderings were going to be beautiful. I am on record as wanting it here, but I do understand that there are tons of questions that still need to be answered, and I certainly don't want the people in this state and this city to get screwed over. So it's a very complicated situation. And even somebody like me, who is giddy for the stadium staying in Soldier Field, it just feels like there's a long way to go. Last thing, and there, we can do this for 20 minutes today, but they're eventually going to close this room. one of the things, too, that has been coming from organizations around town is the green space, the natural beauty. You got all this cement and construction that's going to be happening. So there is an answer for that, and it comes from the president of the Bears, Kevin Warren.
What happens here is the additional open and green space. This will have 14 acres of athletic fields, recreational park, to allow, as I mentioned earlier, for our youth to be able to come together and do things in a productive manner. We'll build restrooms. We'll make this a place that people want to come and spend time. This is a year-round project, ice skating in the winter, to have our citizens, not only in Chicago, but around the state of Illinois, to be able to use this area.
It, yeah, like I said, I mean, you can see in the renderings, you see the ballparks out there. The old pillars will remain from Soldier Field. That'll be sort of a recreational area, which leads into where the building will be, and that's on the south lot. So that was something that they knew they were going to have to come prepared for. That's a big deal, trust me. That part is. You know, the George Lucas Museum was squashed because of that already. This is a much bigger deal with a lot of with the Bears being involved. So it's a little bit different than the Star Wars Museum, which obviously would have been a massively, you know, $1 billion project as well. But so many things to take into account. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But this was, I mean, on the overall, this was a very impressive proposal by the Bears. They were prepared, grandiose, fancy, music pumping in here before we got here. The rendering showed great video. Everything about it, like, is cool, but a lot of questions still need to be answered. Thanks for watching. We'll continue to stay on this story. I appreciate everybody watching, listening to, and subscribing to The Daily Score. For our executive producer, Ray Diaz, from Soldier Field, I'm Mark Grody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.